Can you get that up? I really want to see Slender, please. Like, I know I played it with you guys, but, like, I don't really remember it because I was in, like, a sleepy daze.
It's so fucking scary.
I really want to play it. I really want to play it.
Oh, it probably is not as scary because it's light out right now, but it's still pretty creepy.
Yeah, we'll play it later.
I just remember, like having my head down, not really looking
at
it, trying
to
look
at it.
Yeah,
it's called Money. It's free.
Yeah.
And Trey, this is you the whole time, Andre would be like, Trey looked.
Alright, guys, so
we're trying to trip.
Alright, we're back.
Howdy, howdy.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You gotta talk louder. Nobody heard that.
Howdy, howdy! Alright, I'm gonna get some Slender up.
Alright. No, we're not gonna. Let's not play Slender while we do this. It's not a Flash game. It's an actual download game. Yeah, we're not gonna play it right now. We're not gonna play it during the podcast.
Where is it at? Oh, shit.
But it make the podcast more funny. Trey going shit. Oh my god.
No, it's good. So if you guys hadn't, what have you guys been doing in the last week?
Tennis.
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 Running.
Yeah, running like a bitch.
Fucking reminds me of gym class, running. And tennis, but I never actually got to play. Don't close out of that application. That's doing something important. But right. I never actually got to tennis in gym class,
mm-hmm.
because I was the only group that didn't get to tennis because it rained in the mornings and we were scheduled to go
to tennis in the mornings.
Yeah, it rained in the morning for the last week and a half. It rained in the morning every single day. It was weird.
I wish it would rain every day for our practice.
That'd be kind of bad, actually.
Yeah,
because then we just have to fucking run inside, and that'd be terrible.
Do you think we're going to be better this year, Trey? I don't really know.
I think so.
Go touch it.
Do you think we're going to be good, though? Getting better than what we were and being good are two different things.
You guys will probably get better.
Well, we're definitely going to be better.
Do you think we'll
as a team.
I feel like I've already gotten better
first
day.
I think we'll
win. Second day.
I think
that
we'll beat Riley.
That would be really crazy, Trey, if we beat someone we've never beaten anyone.
I have.
Did you guys?
I don't know about you, but I have.
I mean, you've beaten people, but we've never beaten this
as a
team.
As a team, you've never won?
Oh, exactly.
I've never won anything as a team.
At a school sport.
At a school sport, my team has never won.
Back to the Olympics, how are Mindy and Misty doing, or whatever, the volleyball squads?
Oh, yeah, they're doing pretty well.
Actually, volleyball's tomorrow at 4:30.
I love volleyball.
Yeah, but, fifth grade, wrestling.
What?
Nothing. We didn't fucking win anything, alright? Sixth grade.
Okay.
Wrestling. Didn't do anything.
Talk about not winning anything.
Football!
Seventh and eighth grade
didn't win one game.
Freshman year, tennis
didn't win one game. In my school sport career, I have never won a single fucking game, except for in sectionals when I beat Washington.
No.
And in football, we beat that one team due to a forfeit on their part, remember? They didn't have
Green.
Enough players.
Yeah.
That doesn't count, though. That's important.
And then we also had a tie.
Oh.
Ties don't win.
So wait,
yeah.
There really are no... just you sports. Overall, it's a team
single
sport.
Tennis. Yeah, tennis is pretty much an all fucking single man sports except for doubles.
Which is really just two people.
Yeah.
It's not really like a football team.
Track's not single.
Bowling.
Bowling. We have a bowling club, probably.
We have a bowling
team.
We have a legitimate bowling team.
Yeah, I didn't also know we had
golf.
A golf team. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I'd join that, but I'm not very good at golf, so
I'm,
I wouldn't.
I want to try it for this
It'd be
thing.
Fun.
I love golf, but I'm not very good at it.
I've played it a whole, five times in the past 3 months.
We should get money, and we should go to a course and just golf.
You know, it's a really good
place. I'm down. We should.
Four Lakes Golf Course, really nice.
Where's that?
We need to go
down
to...
A little bit before.
I say we go to a driving range.
If we go golfing, we should go to the Notre Dame 9 hole.
Nah, I prefer 18 hole.
See,
Blackthorn.
Yeah, we shouldn't start. Yeah. Blackthorn's hard though. Blackthorn's difficult.
True.
We'd want to start off easy,
but it's a really good course. It's a really good course.
Yeah,
I can play Blackthorn. I'm not good enough to
Let's go disc golfing. Fuck it.
Oh my god, we should. I have disc golfs.
I love disc golfing.
I have discs, not disc golfs. I have discs. We can go to St. Patrick's. They got a nice.
And in summer school, when I was bowling for 2 days, I bowled a one. I think my best game was a 118. So that sucked.
Yeah, that's really bad.
What's a good score?
A good score would be 200.
Yeah, like 225 and up.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I felt good because my first game, I think, was a 68.
Was it, like, lawn bowling?
Long bowling.
Lawn bowling? Or did you...
No, we went to a bowling alley and bowled.
Really?
That's,
yeah. That's cool as hell.
We spent 2 days at the bowling alley. Just
you didn't leave.
Ordering pizza.
You didn't leave the bowling alley? You slept there? You slept on the lanes?
No, we left.
Use your shoes for pillows?
I've always wanted to slide down the bowling lane. I've only done it once, but I've always wanted to just, like, bowl on, just out.
There were a lot of people who were bad at bowling who went over that line and slipped and fell.
I would have laughed at that.
I'm terrible at bowling.
I bowled a turkey at one point, but it didn't all go to my score because I was bowling for somebody else. So I bowled for them, then bowled for me, then bowled for them again, and I got 3 strikes in a row.
Nice.
Dude, we should go disc golfing this weekend. You guys free? It's not that expensive. It's like $6 for a wristband, I think. And I've got discs, and discs really aren't that expensive.
If we went to it, we would have to go out to the one in Mishawaka.
Did I just realize?
What, the free one?
Oh. Yeah.
It's in, like, I think it's called, like, Rum Village.
On iTunes.
Yeah, it's free.
iTunes.
For real?
Yeah.
It's free, but it's so far out.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's is right down the street, pretty much.
I didn't even know if St. Patrick's had a course.
It's in the very back, like, you know where that playground is?
Where no one wants to go.
Yeah, it's back far. It's a little ways back.
Is it there. A full 18 hole?
Yeah.
God, so when I get a job, man.
But Rum Village is.
I am gonna buy a mixer and a bunch of mics, and we are gonna do legitimate podcasts. We're just gonna sit down, and we're gonna have our own mics, and we're gonna weekly, and we're just gonna talk about funny shit. And once we're 21, we can drink and do it at the same time.
That'll be funnier.
It'll be funnier then.
Until someone goes, yeah.
Not so much 21, more like 19.
Hey, 21.
More like 16.
Trey, 21.
More like next week. I'm fucking with you all.
Rum Village is okay. Except when you throw your disc too far, it goes out into the street.
Yeah.
Some courses are by the street.
Rum Village isn't.
Yeah. Some of the courses, or some of the holes... go right down by the street.
You're fucking crazy.
You just don't throw it over the street. You're just good at your throws, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I
come
know.
On.
I know.
Two summers ago, I went with my brother every weekend, and it was crazy. Yeah. I got really good by the end of the summer. I could do whatever I wanted with the disc. It was crazy.
I do want to go actual golfing, too.
That would be fun. I want to go golfing with... people my own level, so not very good people.
Us would be fine. Like, I'm probably better.
Only golfed once.
Because I've done a lot of it. This year I've gone to the driving range a lot, but I'm not good.
I went with my dad when we were up last week, like, 2 or 3 times. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, I've got, I figured out...
I'm terrible.
The key to hitting it, man, I figured it out. It's this. That's what you do. Instead of going like this, it's... bam.
You're supposed to keep
your arms
straight.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
Straight the whole thing.
No. Well,
maybe if you've got
this does so much better.
I have a friend that's a really good golfer, and he told me how to swing.
That doesn't seem like you get very much power out of that, though.
It works so much better for me.
I swing my arms.
What the hell is that?
He goes to Edward Jones, he's a really, really good golfer.
I go with some pro golfers as well, and that's what they told me. Not pro, but you know what I mean. Like, golfers who, you know...
Yeah, I don't like going with people who are good, because then the whole time they're trying to criticize how I'm swinging.
They try to criticize you, and they try to help you, but it's, like, condescending.
And I'm just like, can you leave me alone and let me do what I want?
I'm trying to teach you the right way to do it.
I'm not fucking the right way. Just
it's like, I understand. I'll learn. I will learn better by myself.
I
promise you.
I hate when people do that.
It's like, you give me this much help, and then I got it.
So, yeah.
Podcast is brought to you by Arizona Tea.
Now we're gonna get sued for that. Thanks, Matt.
No, it's not. We're kidding.
What the hell? I didn't even know they had cans like that. That's crazy.
That's why I said it, because I was drinking it, so I was like, delicious. Taste wonderful. You should go pick it up. Anyway.
So I made a croque monsieur for lunch the other day.
Ooh, you're not cool.
Croque monsieur.
Oh, wait. Au jambon.
Did you have cheese, like, melted over the top of it and shit, too?
Well, actually, it was...
Oh, no. Then it's not
really
a croque monsieur.
It wasn't really the full thing. It was just... I did cheese, ham, egg, ham, cheese, and then I melted it.
I went
There's
to a
no food. Egg in the croque monsieur.
Yeah, it is.
There's a croque monsieur. Quack-a-dom has an egg on top of the sandwich, and you can use a fork and knife.
I went to an actual restaurant and got a quack-madame. Quack-monsieur. It was so good. It was the ham and cheese, and there was melted cheese up on top of it. It was really good.
How much did you pay for it?
Not much, like $9.
$9 for
supposed
a grill.
Supposed to keep your arms straight,
motherfucker. Came with a salad.
Cheese. Yeah, I was going to say, you keep your arms straight. I've never seen anyone. I mean, maybe if you've got, like, an iron or something.
Well,
I
wasn't talking about with a driver.
Okay.
I was talking about with, like,
that makes more
with
sense
a wedge.
Like a
I was talking about with the sand wedge, where you just pop it up.
Oh.
Because a driver, you'd be like,
eh. Yeah, with the driver,
yeah,
that would
be kind of pitiful.
Retarded.
I kind of do some Happy Gilmore shit when I'm like...
Happy Gilmore.
Hey, buddy.
I used to do this weird thing with my leg, too.
Okay.
Like, fucked everything
no,
up.
Trey. No, no, no. No, stop tickling me. It's fucking weird.
Just looked stupid. That, yeah, that was just strange.
I literally tried to tickle you, but that's what it turned out to be.
Yeah, people on the podcast are like, what are
they doing? Yeah, all know people that are listening to it, so.
Yeah.
There are people who listen to it. We had like 3 people download it.
I was just going to say all 3 people.
For free?
Yeah, no, it's free.
Alright, I was like, who the hell would pay for this?
Yeah, we're putting it out as free content. I'm not going to charge for podcasts, man.
Unless you
podcast.
Unless they're Rooster Teeth.
Rooster Teeth doesn't charge for their podcast.
Really?
It's a fucking podcast. You don't charge for podcasts.
$1.29 shit. None of that 99 cents, though.
Yeah.
I hate how there's, like, $1.29 shit on the App Store and on the iTunes.
It's fucking ruined my life.
It's like, just make it all 99 cents. Come
yeah,
on.
Seriously, an app is not... An app's an app, you know? The glory of apps is that they're cheap, so you sell a ton of them.
Yeah.
But when you
not
have
like
apps,
Minecraft, where your app is $7.
That was $7, yeah. That was ridiculous.
Minecraft $7?
And, like,
Minecraft
the thing with, like, map
$7.
Packs
on
now.
The Xbox?
Call of Duty started this map pack thing.
Oh.
With Modern Warfare 2, they started charging $1,200 for map packs. Now it's like standard. You get a map pack, it's $1,200 Microsoft points. Call of Duty just decided one day, hey, we're gonna up the price just for shits and giggles. And now it's like everybody does it.
I don't buy
and
map
it's just
packs.
Acceptable.
I don't waste my money on it. I'll just wait till they come out with a free public download. And if they don't, well then oh well. Shit, unless I will.
Yeah.
But I don't waste my time.
You're
Sewell. My money. Yeah, I'm Sewell.
Man, I bought that.
Yo, guys.
$50 map pack bundle I bought for Battlefield.
Guys, I'm replacing YOLO with Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo.
Do it for Yo-Yo.
Fucking you're only young once.
Ooh, I like that.
See, that makes more sense than... That makes more, a lot more sense than you only live once. It's like, God, you only live once, but you live for 90 fucking years, maybe. You know, I mean, who knows how long you're gonna live for? Who gives a shit?
You're right, I guess.
You only live once, no shit.
I guess.
But you're only young once, so do it while you're young. You can't be an old 98-year-old decrepit man smoking pot. I mean...
Do it for yoga.
Fuck up your lungs,
well,
man.
Fuck up your oxygen intake.
What about that one biker that likes trying meth because he thought he was dying?
What?
You know, you saw, like, your dad's friend...
Oh,
he tried meth because
something?
He thought he was dying, and then he wasn't dying.
No, he died
he
because of
meth.
Yeah, I know, but you told me about somebody that was, like, dying, and he was, here, give me some meth, because, you know, I'm fucking dying.
Yeah, just give me some meth, man. I'm dying, just give it to me. Come on, man.
No, I never told you that. I have no clue what the hell you're talking about.
Maybe I'm talking about the guy who died from meth.
I'm trying to think of another one.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the guy who's dying from meth, because I remember Trey telling that story.
Really?
Yep. Well, there was one of my dad's friends who died because a doctor tried experimental cancer drugs on him.
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. They fucking tried... They hadn't tested him yet. They were like, we don't know if this will work. We're gonna try it on you, and if it makes it worse, oh well.
Well, yeah, but you have to sign the stuff like that. So,
that.
I mean, that's not necessarily
like,
the doctor's fault.
Myself's fine with that. Like, who would sign yes for that?
The doctors, when I...
My
actually,
grandmother signed yes for that.
Really?
Experimental procedures?
Experimental chemotherapy. It wasn't passed by the FDA yet. She took that.
Really
it helped her for a while.
She
and
had to pay for it?
Like the rest of it. No.
Okay, so say if it's an experiment.
Well, I mean, yeah, she had to pay for the drugs, I think. I don't really remember.
I mean, if you're experimenting on me, you don't know what's gonna do, it's free, motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I would say. Otherwise, you can fuck off.
I don't know. I have no problem with taking experimental medicine. If your disease is gonna kill you.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's like a double negative. Do I want to die from the disease, or do I want to die from the treatment?
Well, with cancer, you're dying from the treatment.
Pretty much.
Chemotherapy is killing you. That's every type of chemotherapy out there kills you eventually. You take pretty enough much of that shit, you're dead.
It's funny. It's like my dad said. He goes, "If I'm ever a vegetable for some reason or anything, it'll just kill me." You know?
Yeah, that's what my dad always tells me. He's like, yeah, "If I ever get like my mom, fucking push me out in the road."
My dad was like, "Make it look like an accident. I don't care. Just do it."
Yeah, comatose is one of the scariest things in the world for me. Like going into comatose. Could you imagine? Like you hit your head one day, you wake up 50 years later in a hospital bed. No clue what's going on. All the technology's changed. Everything's different in your life.
That'd be kind of cool.
Everybody's gone. You've, like, time travel.
True. Yeah, like,
well, sleep is time traveling. You don't,
remember anybody.
Yeah, give me my iPhone. Oh, we have me phones now.
I mean, it'd be a trip.
Phones are non-existent. We have implants in our brains now.
Nah, see, now that shit I wouldn't do. I would never implant a chip into myself.
That'd be cool, though, if they implanted Siri in your brain. We're Central Park.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, you were talking to yourself
or something. Well, I mean, if everyone
had it. Well, I mean, with my phone now, it looks like I'm talking to myself. I'm holding it. Look up. Like, where's a good pizza place? I don't know, man. What the hell are you talking to me for?
But, yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't ever put anything in my
brain. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would maybe, if they came out with the technology to literally, like, put a screen on your eyeballs. So you could look around and have the screen in your eyeballs. If they managed to do that, where they would, like, project it on
your
cornea,
fucking nuts.
That would be sick.
I would do that, but I would never implant, like, chips into my body. That's fucked up.
That doesn't even, like, seem, like, physically possible.
It'd be cool if you could, like, zoom into it.
People have been working on it. I've heard stories that people are working on how to, like, project things onto your
cornea. You can take, if you could take, like, photographic pictures with them and store them in your memory bank, that... You know, like from Hall Fest.
Story from a spank bank. Chick, 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 chick.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And then, I don't know if you guys have seen that Google Glass thing. It's like this thing you put on your glasses, and it's got like a camera in it.
Like a HUD? In
yeah,
a
it's
game?
Like a, it's not like a HUD, but it's just like right here, and it might actually have a heads-up display on your glass. I don't know exactly what it is. All I know is there's this little device, and it can take pictures
and all types of stuff,
and it just sits there.
That's pretty cool.
And they're working on it because they're like, "Hey, man, people have had these glasses forever. Let's put stuff on them. Let's
what
make them
noise?
Useful."
It's funny. Yeah. Well, like at Brookstone, they have those glasses that have movie projectors in them.
Movie projectors in them.
They're these sunglasses. They have movie projectors in them, and you
project it on the glass or.
On the glass.
Oh, dude, that's what I'm talking about.
It's on the inside, though.
Are they just, are they big? Are they just, like,
Well, when it's right up on your eyes, it looks fucking huge.
Right.
Yeah, it's great.
See, that would be awesome.
And you just, hook it up to whatever you want, and you can play shit through it.
See, that's
And it has,
cool.
has little speakers in the back, so you can hear it. It is so cool.
My God.
Your iPhone.
Dude. Yeah.
I know what
they
I'm
cost
know.
A shit ton, but it's so cool.
Brookstone always has the coolest stuff.
Yeah,
I love to think about what technology will be like 10 years from now. I mean, because look back 10 years. Like, if you can guess what technology will be like by looking back 10 years from now.
Well, hell, 15 years ago, the internet didn't even exist.
Yeah,
no, it existed. It's been around since the '80s.
It was definitely the '90s.
Like,
internet was definitely made in the '90s. Computers were there a lot.
Until.
Fucking that's what smartphones were made for.
Yeah.
You know, look this shit up.
I was just about to say, I was like, touchscreen phones didn't come out till like, what, 2000?
No, the first touchscreen phone was in, like, the first touchscreen phone was in the 80s from Apple.
What?
They had,
I mean, there's a lot of technology we've had for a long time. We've had high-definition TVs forever.
Oh, HD originated in the 50s. Technically.
Yeah, we didn't have ways to... recorded
in
high
Japan.
Definition, but we had TVs that could handle high definition. So, and it's just like technology has to catch up with the plans for the technology.
It's like when the first computer came out and it was huge, you know, and then it's all condensed into something like this.
Like this, and it does way
That's
more
how we have freaking USBs smaller than that now with 120 gigabytes of space in it. Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean,
it's
you
like,
see the
how
Xbox
is something that
drive.
Big only for...
Yeah,
the Xbox hard drive this big by, like, this big.
Well, you know, the original Xbox hard drive, and now 320 is coming out now for the Xbox hard drive, but the original Xbox hard drive, 20 gigabytes. Then it went up to 60, then 120, then 250, And it's all, it stayed the same size, and it might actually even be smaller in the Slim now.
Weren't you?
And now 320, so it just keeps going up.
Weren't you talking about them, you wanting them to make an Xbox with like a 2 terabyte internal hard drive?
Yeah, the next Xbox should have a massive hard drive and a Blu-ray player, and like every single game, day it comes out, you can download it straight to your Xbox. That's the future. Everything digital, everything downloaded.
Yeah, I feel like DVDs are going to be kind of extinct soon.
Yeah.
It's all going to be digitally downloaded to your device.
Device, yeah. And I mean, whether it's the Xbox or the Apple TV or whatever, you know, there's going to be devices that do it.
It's crazy.
I don't know, man. I don't even know if a Blu-ray player is going to be necessary 3 years from now. You know? Like, we use them now. Are we going to use them 3 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you were right.
Yeah, I know it's been around for a long time. What was the date?
Well, the original plans for it were in 1982. That was when the official plans came out to standardize. Because originally it was just a military thing.
Yeah, it was used to move around like plans to make bombs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is what the internet was originally designed for.
Late 80s, never mind.
It's also like how much the military's technology has grown. All those drones and stuff they have now that can do so much more.
Yeah, it didn't come out until the late 80s, early 90s, so...
Like, but right. Let's go. Fuck. 10 years ago? 10 years ago? What did we have? What, I mean...
Troops, helicopters, tanks, just the basic
I'm talking
machinery.
About, like, standard... GPS. 10 years ago, cell phones were gigantic. And now they're like this. So 10 years from
Not
now...
Not 10 years ago. 2002?
Well, no, but
they
2002,
had flip phones.
They were flip phones. Yeah.
Like those Motorola Razors or whatever, you know, those...
So, like,
not exactly.
It's just... Older. I mean, it's just going to continue to just blow our minds, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just makes me want to fast forward. It's going too slow for me right now. I want to fast forward so then I can...
No. I don't want to fast forward through life.
No, I meant tech...
I don't want to,
like,
click.
Technology.
Yeah, fast forward.
I didn't mean
like,
my whole life.
Life is fine, man. Life is...
I'm fine with the technology.
I have this thing, like, I'm not afraid of death, and, like, each day I'm closer to death, and I'm okay with that. It's like, you know, like, eventually I won't be here, and then I won't have to put up with all the stupid shit. But while I have to put up with all the stupid shit, I'm gonna enjoy it, and I'm gonna live my life the way I want to.
Hell yeah.
If I wanna eat a fucking cheeseburger, I'm gonna eat a cheeseburger.
Yep.
I hate it when people are like, you shouldn't do that. It's like, well, I hope you fucking die in a plane crash at the age of 23, and I fucking live till... 45 and die of a heart attack. Fuck you. It makes me mad. It's like, when people say that, I just, like, you might live longer, you might be healthier, but that doesn't mean you're gonna live longer.
Doesn't
There's
mean
plenty of ways you
that's
can die.
That's when YOLO actually applies to something.
It's when yo-yo.
Yo-yo, that's what I meant.
Like, you know, like, just because you eat healthy doesn't mean you're gonna live longer. There's lots of ways you can die
it's
that
just
don't
prolonging
involve...
your death.
You could go to a fucking movie and have a guy shoot you up.
Well, and perfect that was fucked up. But in, like, perfect conditions of life, it makes you live longer. But there's always the variables in the world.
Who cares? Like,
and what you said was fucked up.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, shit happens. You don't know what's gonna happen.
I want to get one of those Forrest Gump shirts that says shit happens with a smiley face of poop on it.
I've never seen that shirt.
You guys
how many minutes
Forrest
are we
Gump?
Into this?
No,
on
a t-shirt.
Okay. Oh, well, when he's on his cross-country run, and he gets, like, the shit and mud thrown all over his face, and the dude comes up, he's like, hey, I need an idea for a shirt. And he wipes his face, and he pulls it off, and it's a smiley face made of, like, shit and mud.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, oh, I got it!
I've never noticed that. I haven't seen Forrest Gump forever, so...
And then the guy also asks him, like, I need an idea for a bumper sticker. Give me an idea. He's like... Oh, and then he stepped in dog shit, and he was like, oh my god, you stepped in dog shit. You're like, yep, it happens. So then it shows a bumper sticker saying, shit happens. I wish there was, like, a real-life Forrest Gump. Like, someone that was actually that influential in America. Yeah. You know how fucking crazy that would be?
Crazy. Mom always said, love that box of chocolate. You never know what you're gonna get.
I fucking love Bubba.
Yeah.
Bubba Gump Shrimp.
That's good stuff. One time I went there and I got this big ass bucket of seafood.
Guys, let's all take a picture of ourselves in the mirror. Put on a lo-fi filter.
With duck face. I don't know.
Put fucking Team Get Swolled and show our bodies to bitches.
Yeah, we gotta show off our cleavage, man.
Ramsey's catching the drift.
I know what that is.
Team Get Swolled.
Cole was telling me about that. You put your picture up and put it on there and all these girls. Is that what you're talking about?
It was a joke.
Oh, no, there's actually a site you do that.
It was a fucking joke. It was making fun of people who do that. But, you know, you can do that if you want.
I'm just saying.
I never
want to
see you in a gym with some Vans, alright? Or some Sperry's. Never want to see you there. Oh, you wore some Sperry's to the gym? Oh, you must be a frat.
What happened to
what
happened
to the
Croc
Center?
It's still there.
Has anyone gone to the Croc Center? Like, does anybody go to the Croc Center anymore?
It's too ghetto. Too many black people there.
Oh, you wore Vans to the gym? Oh, did you skate here?
Oh, you wore toe shoes? Well, you really must not be that cool.
Wow.
That's what he said, though.
Yeah.
We recorded it off a video.
I thought you just came out with the other stuff.
Okay.
I'm not that cool.
Alright.
Right.
Well,
pretend how many fucks I gave her in this bottle. Guess what? You're not getting any of these fucks, alright?
Go ahead, drink your fucks.
What? He's slamming the
fucks. I mean, if
right
you want
now.
My fucks, I can piss them out for 6 hours from now, but right now you're not getting any fucks.
Okay. Alright, well, we're gonna wrap up the podcast, guys. Thanks for listening. It's short, but, you know, we don't really have a,
interesting life.
Yeah. Not right now, we don't. I'm not really hyped up.
When we get back to school, this is gonna get much better. Alright, guys. Subscribe.